today on the Pure Sweat Basketball Show.
Anyone walked in at any given moment of anything you're doing with your team, they should have a pretty good idea of what your culture is.
Maybe I led you to believe it was easy when it wasn't. Maybe I made you think my highlights started at the free throw line and not in the gym.
Let's eliminate the will to win and think about the will to prepare to win.
That's how winning is done.
It's about being a great teammate. It's about being accountable to one another. It's about being tough. It's about doing the right things for each other, but it's about doing it every day.
This is Reese Davis from ESPN, and you're listening to the Pure Sweat Basketball Show.
Hey, 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 welcome back or welcome to the Pure Sweat Basketball Show, where every episode is a micro clinic designed to serve players, coaches, and parents at every level of the game. I'm your host, Alan Stein. This show is made possible by our friends at Dr. Dish, the creators of the most versatile shooting machine in the game. Today's episode is part two of a three-part series from a talk I gave to a group of high school coaches at the J. Billis Skills Academy. Before we get started, did you know that Crossover offers professional-grade film breakdown services at an affordable price? Working with Crossover is so easy. You simply upload your game film, and they give you detailed analytics and shot charts that can be viewed by anyone in your program on any mobile device. Visit crossover.com to see why they are literally changing the game. All right, let's turn the mics back on at the J. Billis Skills Academy.
We talk about this a lot, but if we're going to talk about your culture, and we're going to look at that as your beliefs and your behaviors and your philosophies and so forth. If at any moment of any time during the year, I were to walk into any organized function you have, whether it's a film session, whether you're in the weight room, whether it's a practice or whether it's a halftime talk, within 5 to 10 minutes of me being there, I should have a pretty good idea of what your values are, of what you emphasize, of what your non-negotiables are, of the culture that you've created. If I walk in during a halftime talk and only one of your 15 players is looking you in the eye while you're speaking, there's a problem. There's a problem with your culture. It could be a lack of respect, could be lack of trust, who knows what it is. But if anyone walked in at any given moment of anything you're doing with your team, they should have a pretty good idea of what your culture is. In order to get culture or to create the culture and uphold these standards, you can't just get buy-in, you also have to get believe-in. You have to have both, and both are earned. You can't tell someone to just buy what you're selling, and you can't tell someone just to believe what you're selling. You have to make sure that they're buying in and believing in. And that starts with you and your staff buying in and believing in with everything that you guys do. One of the main portions to culture that we've used at DeMatha is the ability for your players to play present and the ability for you guys to coach present. And then for all of us, just as human beings, is to live present. And that means three things, and this is extremely important to your players maximizing their ability. The first thing is they only focus on the next play. That is the only play that matters. And I will say the ability to live present is without question the most challenging thing I have in my life personally at 41 years old is being able to do the three things I'm telling you guys right now. So I'm not saying that it's easy. I'm saying it's extremely important. The next play. The next play is the only one that matters. And this is when you can do some self-reflection and have some self-awareness, because as a coach, how many times are you caught up in something that took place 15 seconds ago? How mad are you at the lazy pass your point guard just made? How pissed off are you at the foul that the referee clearly didn't call? The longer you spend in that space, with headspace somewhere that cannot be changed, you're not in the present moment. If you're not in the present moment, there's no way you're able to coach to your ability. Now, I'm not saying that you excuse a lazy pass from your point guard, but the turnover is done. It's over. You can't do anything about it. What you can do is what's in the present moment. And if that means take that player out of the game and explain to them why that was a lazy pass and have them sit, that's fine. At least you're in the present moment. So focus on the next play. Next is you have to get yourself and your players to focus on the only two things in the world that they have 100% control over, and that's their attitude and their effort. Those are the only things any of us have 100% control over. Now, when you add in different portions of attitude and effort, you get things like preparation, you get things like enthusiasm. So you have control over your enthusiasm, but I believe enthusiasm is a combination of your attitude and your effort, and the result is the physical showing of enthusiasm. So you have control over things that are offshoots of those, but that's all you have control over. If your players are worried about what their teammates are doing or not doing, or your players are worried about what you're screaming at them from the sideline, or they're worried about their parents, or they're worried about the cheerleaders, or they're worried about the referees, or they're worried about the college, they're worrying about everything that they have literally 0% control over. as opposed to pouring into the only two things they have 100% control over. So we don't need to be statistics majors to realize that math is messed up. You start worrying about things you can't change, it absolutely takes away from the things you can change. And then lastly is a focus on the process, a trust in the process, a respect of the process. Everything we want in the game of basketball can be done by respecting the process. We know the outcomes that everybody wants. It's to win. Win games. Understand that. That is a given. No one wants to lose. We want to win. So what will give you the best chance of winning? All goes back to the process. And it's a matter of, if you really break it down from a play present standpoint, it's a matter of what's important right now. The acronym WIN. W-I-N. What's important now? That's where we all need to keep our mind. None of us should be worried about tomorrow. Let's worry about today. All I have to do is take one brick and set it exactly where it needs to go. And I'm capable of that. And then I just pick up another brick and I just set it exactly where it needs to go. And I'm capable of that. And as long as I stay focused on each individual brick, the only outcome possible is a sound, sturdy wall. As soon as I stop worrying about each individual brick and I start worrying about the big picture and the wall or what the building might be, that's when I lose focus and that's when we have a problem. So get your staff, yourself, and your players to commit to playing present.
That's it. Another episode in the bank. We really appreciate you investing your time with us. I hope we helped you raise your game. Make sure you go back and listen to part one if you haven't already, and then check back next episode for part three. As always, we want to give a heartfelt shout out to Dr. Dish for elevating purposeful training with their versatile shooting machines. Learn more at drdishbasketball.com. All right, it's time to get back in the gym.